All right, get ready, because today we're taking a deep dive into something that might completely change how you see reality. Surfaceology.
Yeah.
And before you start picturing, you know, rocks and geologists, we're going full quantum here.
Yeah, definitely. We're not talking about, like, the surface of your desk or anything. In surfaceology, the idea is that surfaces in quantum physics, well, they could be more than just boundaries.
So more than just, like, the skin of an apple. They could be, like, I don't know, holding information, like some secret code or something.
Exactly. One of the sources we looked at used the example of a soap bubble, actually.
Oh, okay.
You know, like those swirling colors you see on the surface of a soap bubble.
Yeah.
They tell you about the bubble's shape, how thick it is, even the air pressure inside.
That's a really cool image.
So in quantum physics, surfaces might act kind of like that.
Like super-powered soap bubbles.
You could say that, yeah. They might hold information about what's inside, but they also interact with the space around them in ways we're just beginning to understand.
Wow, this is already making me see the world a little differently. Like, everything seems a bit less solid now.
And that brings us to maybe the most extreme example, black holes.
Oh, boy.
So imagine a black hole surface, the event horizon. That surface might be encoding everything about the black hole, its mass, how fast it's spinning, even, and this is wild, even everything that's ever fallen into it.
Hold on. You're saying that the entire history of a black hole is written on its surface, like a cosmic message board or something?
It's a pretty wild idea, isn't it? Surfaceology is really pushing us to rethink what inside and outside even mean when we're talking about these objects.
This is starting to feel like a sci-fi movie. So where does quantum geometry come into all this?
Great question. Well, quantum geometry basically takes all the rules of, you know, normal geometry and throws them into the quantum realm.
Right. And one of the articles described it as particles and forces interacting in ways that seem to break the rules of our 3D world.
It's like, imagine trying to navigate a maze, but the walls are constantly shifting and the paths exist in, like, multiple dimensions at the same time.
Yeah, okay, instead of neat points and lines, we have shapes that are just, like, impossible to picture.
Exactly. And one of the most mind-bending examples is something called the amplituhedron.
The amplituhedron. I've got to admit, that sounds a bit intimidating.
Yeah, the name's a mouthful, I know. But just picture a multidimensional shape, right? And this shape, it can calculate particle interactions. But here's the really crazy part. It doesn't need space or time as coordinates.
It's like some kind of, I don't know, cosmic calculator that works outside of space and time. What does that even mean?
Okay, let me try this analogy. Think of a kaleidoscope, right?
Okay.
Every time you turn it, you get a new, unique pattern. But all those patterns come from the same basic pieces of colored glass.
Right, right.
So the amplituhedron is like that kaleidoscope.
Huh.
It's organizing particle interactions into patterns, but these patterns reveal a deeper structure to reality, one that might not rely on our normal ideas of space and time.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get it. So the amplituhedron is showing us patterns in how particles behave, but these patterns exist outside our normal ideas of space and time.
You got it. And that leads us to another big idea that points towards this reality beyond space and time, the holographic principle.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Honestly, it always seemed a bit too far out there for me.
I get it. It's a pretty radical concept. But it suggests that the reality we see as 3D, you know, with height, width, and depth, might actually be a projection from a lower dimensional boundary.
Like a hologram. We see a 3D image, but it's really just light bouncing off a flat surface.
Exactly. And it gets even more mind-blowing when you apply this to those black holes we were talking about earlier.
No, go on.
So instead of thinking of a black hole as this massive object with an inside and outside, imagine it as a 2D surface, that event horizon. And that surface is encoding all the information about what we perceive as the black hole's 3D interior.
Wait, so everything that's ever fallen into a black hole, all that information, it's not gone. It's just stored on its surface, like some cosmic hard drive.
That's what this theory suggests, yeah.
Wow, I'm starting to see how all these ideas, surfaces, quantum geometry, the holographic principle, they all point towards a reality that's way stranger than we thought.
It's truly groundbreaking stuff, and we're just scratching the surface here.
I'm totally hooked. So what's next? Where does this rabbit hole lead?
Well, in the next part of our deep dive, we'll explore what all this means for how we understand the universe. We'll dive into this mind-bending idea of a reality beyond space and time and what that might mean for us.
Can't wait to hear more. Stay with us as we continue to unravel the mysteries of surfaceology and the universe's hidden dimensions.
It's going to be a wild ride.
I'm ready for it. So last time we were talking about the holographic principle, how all the information in a black hole might actually be encoded on its surface.
Right, exactly. Like the universe has its own way of keeping records.
Yeah, even in the most extreme places.
And that leads us to, well, one of the biggest implications of all this. Maybe our reality isn't quite as simple as it seems.
Okay, now you've got my attention. What do you mean by that?
Remember the amplitudehedron, the way it calculates particle interactions without using space or time as coordinates.
Yeah, like it's working on a whole different level, outside the normal rules.
Exactly. And that suggests there might be, like, a deeper level of reality, a quantum substructure, where space and time, as we know them, they just don't exist.
Whoa, hold on. So you're saying space and time, the very fabric of our universe, they might not be fundamental at all.
It's a big idea, I know. The idea is that space and time might be what we call emergent properties.
Emergent properties, I'm not sure I'm following.
Okay, think about it like this. Wetness. Wetness is an emergent property of water, right?
Okay.
Individual water molecules aren't wet on their own.
Right.
But when you have a lot of them together interacting, you get wetness.
So you're saying space and time are like the wetness of the universe. They come from something more fundamental.
That's the idea, yeah. They're not the background. They're more like part of the performance, arising from how things interact at the quantum level.
Could you maybe give me an example of something related to the universe to help me understand this better?
Sure. Think about the curvature of space-time.
Okay.
According to Einstein's theory of general relativity, you see, this curvature, it's not like a pre-existing condition.
Oh, okay.
It emerges from the distribution of matter and energy.
So the more matter and energy you have in one place, the more space-time curves.
Yeah.
And that's what we feel as gravity.
Exactly. So just like wetness emerges from how water molecules behave together, the curvature of space-time and gravity itself emerge from the distribution of matter and energy.
Wow, that's amazing. So instead of space and time being the stage where the universe happens, they're actually products of the play itself.
You got it. They're woven into the fabric of reality, not separate from it.
This is really making me rethink things. Like, I don't know, realizing the ground beneath you isn't solid, but a constantly shifting sea of something deeper.
I like that. That's a very poetic way to put it. And if space and time aren't fundamental, then what does that mean for other things we take for granted? Like, I don't know, cause and effect.
Yeah, if time isn't fundamental, does it even make sense to talk about things happening in a particular order?
It's a huge question, and physicists are trying to figure that out. If space and time emerge from something deeper, then it's possible that causality, that relationship between cause and effect, might also be an emergent property.
So the way we experience the world, with time flowing from past to future, maybe that's just our limited perspective. Like, what we see as cause and effect could be way more complex at the quantum level.
That's the idea.
Mm.
It's pretty exciting and maybe a little unsettling to realize how much of what we call reality might be based on these emergent properties, not some fundamental truths.
It definitely challenges how we see things.
Mm.
But how do we even begin to study something that exists outside of space and time? It seems impossible.
It is incredibly challenging, yeah. But scientists are looking for clues, and one area that might help is quantum entanglement.
Ah, quantum entanglement, where two particles are linked even if they're light years apart.
Exactly.
That's always seemed a bit spooky to me.
I know, right? It's like it operates outside our normal ideas of space and time. Those entangled particles can influence each other instantaneously no matter how far apart they are.
So by studying entanglement, could we actually get a glimpse of this deeper level of reality, a place where space and time aren't the defining factors?
That's the hope. Entanglement might be a window into the underlying structure of the universe, something that goes beyond the limitations of how we experience space and time.
This is all so fascinating, but where does it lead us? What's the point of trying to understand these incredibly complex ideas?
Well, the goal is to understand the universe better, right? And maybe, just maybe, find that elusive theory of everything.
The theory of everything. The holy grail of physics. Yeah. That one theory that brings together all the fundamental forces of nature.
Exactly. And this is where it gets really interesting. You see, one of the biggest problems in physics is trying to reconcile Einstein's theory of general relativity, which describes gravity, with quantum mechanics, which describes how particles behave at the subatomic level.
Like they're two different rule books for the universe,
yeah.
And they don't quite match up.
That's it, exactly. Scientists have been struggling to unify them for decades.
Yeah, I remember reading about that.
But what if the key to unifying them is this idea of emergent space-time? If space and time themselves aren't fundamental, but come from a deeper quantum reality, then that could totally change how we see gravity fitting into all of this.
So gravity might not be a fundamental force.
Yeah.
It could be a result of something happening at this deeper level.
Exactly. It could be an emergent phenomenon, just like space-time. And if that's true, it could revolutionize how we understand the universe, potentially leading us to that theory of everything.
This is seriously groundbreaking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like we're starting to put the pieces together, even if the picture they're forming is stranger than we could have imagined.
It's definitely a journey, and it's far from over.
I'm loving the ride so far. But I think we're just about out of time for this part of the deep dive. What can we expect in the final part?
In the last part, we'll explore the implications of all this. What does it mean for how we see reality, our place in the cosmos, and the future of science? We'll tackle those questions and more.
This is definitely a journey I don't want to miss the ending of. Stay tuned for the final part of our deep dive into surfaceology and the mind-blowing world of quantum geometry. Well, here we are, the final part of our deep dive into surfaceology and quantum geometry. It's been quite a journey so far.
It really has. We've gone from surfaces being more than boundaries to quantum geometry changing how we see space, and then the holographic principle saying our reality might be a projection from, you know, something deeper.
It's a lot to take in, I know. But what I really want to talk about now is that, like, the big picture. What are the implications of all this for us, for how we understand the universe, for the future of science? You know?
Yeah, those are the questions that that keep a lot of us up at night, honestly. If our universe is a projection and space and time aren't fundamental, then, well, it challenges everything we think we know.
It makes you wonder about, you know, big things like free will. If everything is governed by laws outside of time, does free will even exist the way we think it does?
Right, and consciousness, too. If what we perceive as reality is just a projection, what does that mean for our own subjective experience of the world? It's a big question.
It's kind of awe-inspiring, but also a little scary, you know, to realize how much we still don't know.
Absolutely. The more we learn, the more we realize how much more there is to discover. But that's what's so exciting about science, right? It's not just about finding answers. It's about asking better questions.
So where do we go from here? What are the next steps in unraveling these mysteries?
Well, the search for a theory of everything is still ongoing. And surfaceology and quantum geometry, they could be key pieces of the puzzle. They might help us unify general relativity and quantum mechanics. And that could lead to breakthroughs we can't even imagine right now.
That's pretty exciting. I mean, could these theories lead to actual applications like new technologies or even new ways to explore space?
It's definitely possible. Imagine if we could use, you know, the principles of quantum geometry to actually manipulate space-time. That could lead to new ways to generate energy or maybe even faster than light travel.
Yeah, that sounds a bit like science fiction, but who knows what the future holds?
Exactly. But even if we never reach those kinds of technological heights, just pursuing knowledge for its own sake is incredibly valuable.
I agree. Trying to understand the universe and our place in it, that's one of the most important things we can do. It's about expanding our understanding, both as individuals and as a species.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, we've only just scratched the surface of these ideas today, but hopefully it's, you know, sparked your curiosity and maybe inspired you to explore more on your own.
We've included links to some of the sources we used in the show notes, so you can definitely dive deeper if you're interested.
Yeah, definitely check those out. And thanks for joining us on this journey into surfaceology and the mind-blowing world of quantum geometry. It's a journey that's really just beginning, and we can't wait to see where it leads.
Keep asking those questions, keep exploring, and never stop looking beyond the limits of what we think we know. The universe is full of wonders waiting to be discovered.
And on that note, thanks for listening.